as I was coming down the chute, I looked over to my left and saw the whole back of the plane with flames shooting out of it. And then my husband was behind me, and I was afraid that he wasn't getting off. I was afraid that somebody stopped him and he couldn't get off. And we were tumbling over each other on the chute, and you didn't have a minute to think. Like, you just acted on instinct.
Most of the plane's passengers are believed to be Americans. The flight was a charter run by a Spanish company. Now, this message.
It's time to get lean, America. It's time to start eating more pork. It's leaner than ever, that's what pork is all about. America, you're leaning on pork. So be thinking lean, cause it's part of the scene. And put more pork in your menu routine. America, you're leaning on pork. America, you're leaning on pork. America, you're leaning on pork.
A delicious thought from the National Pork Producers Council.
Starting now, Sherwin-Williams Super plays Super Sale. Did you catch that?
Sure did. Sherwin-Williams' best interior and exterior paint at $6 off the regular price per gallon. And wall coverings.
Great patterns.
20 to 60% off the regular price per roll.
Level all blinds, 30% off the regular prices. Don't miss them.
And now to recap, Super Deals, a Super Store.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
It's where the action is, now through September 25th.
Just super.
Efforts to establish a link between Labor Secretary Raymond Donovan and organized crime figures have once again been turned aside, with a federal grand jury in New York saying it has found no basis on which to file charges. Ike Pappas reports.
In clearing Donovan for a second time, the federal grand jury looked into seven new allegations of wrongdoing by the Secretary of Labor when he helped to direct a New Jersey construction company prior to being named to the Reagan cabinet. Again, on each allegation, Special Prosecutor Leon Silverman said no credible evidence could be developed to indict Donovan. In fact, the letter that Silverman sent to the U.S. Court of Appeals, along with the new report, notes that one of the central witnesses in the case admitted, after Silverman had filed his original report last June, that he lied on 17 allegations against Raymond Donovan. The federal grand jury investigated a total of 24 separate charges against Donovan. The unnamed witness even took a polygraph test, which indicated that he was indeed lying about Donovan. The Secretary of Labor says that he is angry about the way he has been treated and will hold a news conference at 4 p.m. today to elaborate. Ike Pappas, CBS News, New York.
CBS News says it will vigorously defend itself against a lawsuit filed today against it by the General William Westmoreland, the man who commanded American forces during the Vietnam War. Westmoreland claims he was libeled in a CBS News documentary shown last January, which reported that senior American officials falsified reports of enemy troop strength. President Reagan has delivered a bill to Congress that he says will help correct the balance between the rights of criminals and the right of society to be protected. The package includes a provision making it easier to use illegally obtained evidence in court, provided it was gathered in good faith, along with a language making use of the insanity defense and appeals of state convictions in federal court more difficult. Israel today unleashed its heaviest air barrage over Lebanon in more than a month, attacking Syrian and Palestinian positions in the eastern Bekaa Valley. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.65, volume 38.5 million shares. Now this.
If you've been waiting for special year-end new car savings, this could be it. Because Oldsmobile is now providing dealers with special incentives that make it possible for them to offer you impressive savings on these 1982 Olds models. Up to $500 on Olds Omegas, $700 on Cutlass Sierras, and $900 on Olds Firenzas. Take retail delivery by September 22nd, and you could save hundreds of dollars. See your participating dealer today and get in on the Oldsmobile clearance bonanza.
Mr. Gardner, those old newspapers are too heavy for you to lift.
My back just told me the same thing, Sally.
Now, you just sit there. I think my dad has some Doane's pills in the house.
Doane's pills? Just what this nagging backache needs.
Good advice. Doane's pills for temporary relief of simple backache pain due to overexertion, stress, or strain. Use only as directed.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Gardner. How's your back tonight?
My back's doing just fine. Thanks to you and those Doane's pills.
House Speaker O'Neill is scheduled to vote for Thursday on a bill that would provide 200,000 public service jobs at a cost of $1 billion. O'Neill called on President Reagan today to back the measure, reminding the president of the Democratic support his recent effort to increase revenues received. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
CBS News, this is Reed Collins. The known death toll is now 46 in the crash of a chartered DC-10 in Malaga, Spain. The plane with 393 aboard was taking off for New York City when it failed to achieve liftoff speed. The pilot tried to abort the takeoff, but the craft lumbered across a highway, lost its undercarriage, and burst into flame. In addition to the 46 known dead, several passengers were unaccounted for, and more than 80 were hospitalized, many of them with burns. Most of the passengers believed to be Americans. The plane, owned by the charter company Spantax, was destroyed. Officials cannot say immediately what went wrong. More after this.
You're working hard, there's no denying. Do your best, you keep on trying. So take a break, that's satisfying. You and Maxwell House. So pour a cup, enjoy the flavor. Taste is always true. Relax and get yourself together. Maxwell House in you. Get that good to last up feeling. With Maxwell House, only Maxwell House gives you good to the last up feeling. Maxwell House.
Maxwell House has a taste, a feeling that no other coffee can give you. Because Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
Get that good to the last drop feeling. Maxwell House. Yeah. Any good.
Special investigator Leon Silverman released the findings of an inquiry into the activities and associations of Labor Secretary Donovan today.
I have concluded after this additional investigation that there remains insufficient, credible evidence to sustain a prosecution of Secretary Donovan on any of the allegations.
Silverman had reached the same conclusions in an exhaustive investigation of Donovan last June. Now he says the case is closed and no further investigation is warranted. The Vatican and Israel have exchanged harsh words over the planned meeting between the Pope and Yasser Arafat of the Palestine Liberation Organization. Israeli officials had criticized the meeting, and one unidentified official said the Catholic Church did not say a word about the massacre of Jews for 6 years in Europe and didn't say much about the killings in Lebanon for 7 years. A Vatican statement calls that an outrage to the truth, adding many Jews saved by Catholics in World War II now are living in Israel. The heads of 33 state commissions on civil rights have sent a letter to President Reagan, critical of his rights policies. Lem Tucker has more from Washington.
The letter accuses the administration of taking steps which are called injurious to civil rights and says such actions, coupled with mediocre or incompetent appointments to civil rights agencies, equals backward steps for justice and decency. Here's how Reverend Curtis Harris of Virginia put it.
I think we are on the brink of seeing the door closed in terms of advancement in civil rights in this country. And even more devastating, we see much of what has been accomplished being pushed out of the back door while the front door is being closed.
Commission Chairman Clarence Pendleton disagrees with that, says if the state advisory chairman have any gripes, they should argue them out with the Civil Rights Commission, not at the White House. Tomorrow, those gripes will be aired as the two-day meeting concludes. Lem Tucker, CBS News, Washington.
CBS News says it will mount a vigorous defense to a lawsuit filed today by General William Westmoreland. The Vietnam War general asks $120 million in libel damages stemming from the television documentary The Uncounted Enemy of Vietnam Deception. CBS News President Van Gordon Sauter said in a statement, "We stand by the broadcast." Now this.
In the field and over the road, International will be there to carry the load. We're not giving in, we're going on.
Just ask everyone that started driving our new trucks in the first half of this year. You'd be talking to over 25,000 truckers. And you can bet they'd tell you that International will help them keep going on. Because International makes some of the most fuel-efficient, dependable, hard-working trucks on the road. Today, a lot of truckers believe in our future, just as much as they believe in their own. We're not giving in. We're going on.
President Reagan asked Congress today to tighten up the criminal code, making Hinckley-like insanity pleas more difficult and liberalizing the introduction of criminal evidence obtained outside the current stringent rules. The Senate is poised to vote in about an hour on a conservative effort to stop a liberal filibuster on anti-abortion legislation. Retail sales were weak again in August after an upturn in July. The August figures fell 0.9% from July's increase of 1.2%. And now the Dow Industrial Average is up 1.29, volume 46 million. Reed Collins, CBS News.
CBS News, this is Judy Muller. A DC-10 jetliner bound for New York with over 390 people aboard never got off the ground today in Spain. The jet crashed in a burning inferno after the pilot tried to abort takeoff. At least 44 people are dead, some 25 still missing. Bill Lyon has more on the story.
When the plane overshot the runway, it plowed across a busy highway and came to rest in a field where it burst into flames. Passengers moved quickly toward the exit. One of them was Barbara Yablonsky of Brooklyn, New York.
We didn't even realize the plane was on fire until we were actually, like I said, when I was on the slide, I saw it, I glanced over. But the people panicked on the plane, and I think more people would have lived if they didn't panic like that.
Once off the plane, she and her husband ran in fear that it would explode. She said neither of them would ever fly again. William Lyon for CBS News, Malaga.
Three of aviation history's worst accidents involved DC-10s built by a division of McDonnell Douglas. Now this.
American businesses need a desktop computer that offers more than the IBM personal computer and the Apple III.
You've got it, American business, from Victor. The Victor 9000 desktop business computer was designed to meet the serious needs of American business. The Victor 9000 is priced like a microcomputer, under $5,000, yet offers more memory and capacity than the comparably priced IBM personal or Apple III computers.
Your Victor dealer is listed in the yellow pages. Victor Business Products is a Kidde company.
Soup is a harvest of nourishing things.
Here's an interesting fact. Calorie for calorie, Campbell's tomato soup has more vitamin C than carrots or apricots. And soup is so soothing you can eat it as a late night snack. Lets you sleep like a log. Can you think of any other food that's so healthy, hearty, delicious, and digestible?
Stir up the Campbell's soup.
Israeli warplanes launched their heaviest series of raids in a month today against Syrian and Palestinian positions in Lebanon. Syrian positions were reportedly attacked in the hills east of Beirut and in the Bekaa Valley further east. In Washington, the White House urged all parties in the conflict to prevent a recurrence of this weekend's fighting in Beirut. A spokesman said the White House has not ruled out sending U.S. Marines back to the city, although there are no plans to do so. CBS News President Van Gordon Sauter says the network will mount a vigorous defense of a lawsuit filed today by retired Army General William Westmoreland. Westmoreland's suit asks for $120 million in damages from what he called a vicious, false, and contemptible documentary on the Vietnam War. He said the issue was not money and not vengeance.
The question before the American people in Westmoreland versus CBS is not whether the war in Vietnam was right or wrong, but whether in our land a television network can rob an honorable man of his reputation.
CBS News President Sauter said the network views the suit as totally devoid of merit. Special Prosecutor Leon Silverman today released his report on a second investigation into the activities of Labor Secretary Raymond Donovan, and for a second time found insufficient credible evidence to prosecute Donovan on alleged connections to organized crime. White House Press Secretary Larry Speaks said of today's report, "It was not unexpected, and we are pleased." He told reporters the president plans to keep Donovan in the cabinet. The United Auto Workers Union has rejected the first economic proposal by the Chrysler Corporation for a new contract. The contract deadline is set for midnight tomorrow night. The only thing the company reportedly offered was a cost of living formula, and UAW President Douglas Frazier said it was not satisfactory. The Interstate Commerce Commission has approved the merger of three Western railroads. The joining of the Union Pacific, Missouri Pacific, and Western Pacific railroads will create a single system covering 21 states. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is up 11.13. Volume on the big board, 59,190,000 shares. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 917.95. Now this.
Starting now, Sherwin-Williams Super Place Super Sale. Did you catch that?
Sure did. Sherwin-Williams best interior and exterior paint at $6 off the regular price per gallon. And wall coverings.
Great patterns.
20 to 60% off the regular price per roll.
Level all blinds, 30% off the regular prices. Don't miss them.
And now to recap, super deals, a super store.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
It's where the action is now through September 25th.
Just super.
Tonight on the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather. Exclusive pictures from Afghanistan, where a tattered but determined group of Afghan freedom fighters loads up, digs in, and clashes with Russian military forces. Is the courage and will of these defenders a match for the well-equipped and well-trained Soviets? Dan Rather with the story and exclusive pictures. One battle in Afghanistan on the CBS Evening News. Tonight on the CBS Television Network.
President Reagan today asked Congress to make it more difficult for juries to find defendants innocent by reason of insanity. That was the verdict that sent presidential assailant John Hinckley Jr. to a mental hospital rather than to prison. Mr. Reagan's proposal also includes provisions designed to make it harder to escape conviction because of tainted evidence or to appeal to federal courts after conviction in state courts. Judy Muller, CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Douglas Edwards. King Hussein of Jordan, in an interview with the BBC, has given what appears to be an optimistic overview on the chance of a Middle East solution. Dan Raviv has details in London.
In his first interview since the Arab summit in Fez, Morocco, King Hussein said the Arab leaders there, when calling for a Palestinian state, meant it should be established in the Israeli-occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip, including East Jerusalem. The interviewer for the BBC television program Panorama asked whether the existence of Israel is therefore not in question. Hussein's answer went a bit further. He suggested that the Arab world not recognizing Israel is as absurd as the Western world not recognizing China for many years. Hussein added that when peace is achieved, he envisions Palestine and Jordan in a federation living in peace with Israel. And he even predicted normal diplomatic relations with the Jewish state, saying that would be inevitable. But King Hussein told the BBC that he sees no hope for negotiations with the Begin government in Israel. He said the Arabs will explore the new proposals from President Reagan. Dan Raviv, CBS News, London.
Israeli warplanes earlier today carried out what's described as their heaviest series of raids in a month against Syrian and Palestinian positions in central and eastern Lebanon. The Israelis say they will not tolerate what they call a war of attrition against their troops in Lebanon. Now this.
Surprise!
It's Sears' 96th anniversary sale with store-wide savings.
You'll welcome the values on fashions like $30 off the comfort suit, now just $89.99.
Celebrate the $80 savings on a 19-inch diagonal measure picture color TV, only $379.95.
Why, there's even half-price latex paint at $4.99 a gallon.
On sale now at most larger Sears retail stores.
For a store brimming over with birthday buys,
you can count on Sears.
If you've been waiting for special year-end new car savings, this could be it. Because Oldsmobile is now providing dealers with special incentives that make it possible for them to offer you impressive savings on these 1982 Olds models. Up to $500 on Olds Omegas, $700 on Cutlass Sierras, and $900 on Olds Firenzas. Take retail delivery by September 22nd, and you could save hundreds of dollars. See your participating dealer today and get in on the Oldsmobile clearance bonanza.
A second special prosecutor's investigation has reaffirmed there is insufficient credible evidence to prosecute Labor Secretary Donovan on organized crime allegations and says there is no cause to link him with a gangland murder. Donovan met reporters just a few minutes ago and, despite the prosecutor's findings, says he's still mad.
I am not pleased, and I am not gratified. I am angry. Angry that I have had to endure months and months of relentless press coverage of groundless charges made by nameless accusers.
The death toll in the takeoff crash of a New York-bound charter jetliner at Malaga, Spain, has now risen to at least 44, with some 25 people missing and unaccounted for. A U.S. Embassy spokesman says 210 American citizens were on the flight, which carried about 380 passengers and a crew of 13. The big plane, a DC-10, ran out over the end of the runway, skidded 200 yards, and collided with at least one truck as it plowed across a field. With less than 2 days before a strike deadline, the United Auto Workers Union has turned down the first economic package offered by Chrysler. UAW head Douglas Fraser says in Detroit he's not pessimistic, but that a great deal of work remains to be done on the pending contract. On Capitol Hill, Republican Senate Chief Howard Baker says he'd go the last mile to allow action on anti-abortion legislation, but Baker says he doubts he has enough votes to stop a liberal filibuster, at least at today's Senate session. Now, this message.
Sicily, 1943. Lucky Luciano, boss of all crime bosses, returns to his homeland tonight. By parachute, sent by Eisenhower on a mission that means victory in Italy, if Luciano's luck holds out. And if it doesn't, the Nazis will learn how tough the toughest godfather can be. Luciano's Luck, the new bestseller of non-stop suspense by Jack Higgins. Luciano's Luck, the new Dell paperback you can't refuse.
It's amazing how many people have something to say about V8.
It has the flavor of a juice from Grandma's backyard garden. I feel like I'm maybe getting some nutrients that I might be missing when I skip a meal.
What's so good about V8?
It has 8 different vegetables in it. Beets, parsley, celery.
It's very low in calories.
Lettuce, watercress.
I think it's the best thing a man ever made.
Spinach.
The only way to try it is to try it.
It's like 8 different vegetables jumping all over your tongue.
V8 is my little secret to nutrition.
Am I on camera now?
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average at the closing up 11.75 points, standing now at 918.60, the average price per share up 26 cents. Today's volume on the big board, 59.5 million shares. The average price on the American exchange up 2 cents. Gold closed in New York today up $5 even at $447 even. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
News. This is Judy Muller. I am not pleased. I am not gratified. I am angry. Those were the words of Labor Secretary Raymond Donovan this afternoon as he talked about the report issued earlier today by Special Prosecutor Leon Silverman. That report, like the first one conducted by Silverman, concluded there is insufficient credible evidence to warrant prosecution of Donovan on charges of alleged connections to organized crime. Donovan told reporters that his family has had to suffer through 2 investigations now, to hear him publicly vindicated of charges Donovan says were false to begin with.
Mr. Silverman has now disclosed for the first time that one of the witnesses against me, the source of 17 allegations, has now admitted that he deliberately lied about all of the allegations. Ladies and gentlemen, this does not come as news to me.
The White House said the president has stood by Donovan and that he will be retained in the cabinet. Now this.
Hey, Bill, how come you look so good?
Practice.
I mean in the office.
For one thing, I use Express Mail next day service from the post office.
Don't I look good sending things overnight?
Not at around $20 for 2 pounds. The Express Mail 2-pound pack costs only $9.35, so you'll look good for less.
You're always ahead of the game.
Just won this one.
Express Mail Service now delivers 70,000 overnight packages on time every day, so we'll make you look good for less, too. Sponsored by your postal service.
Tonight on the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather. Exclusive pictures from Afghanistan, where a tattered but determined group of Afghan freedom fighters loads up, digs in, and clashes with Russian military forces. Is the courage and will of these defenders a match for the well-equipped and well-trained Soviets? Dan Rather with the story and exclusive pictures. One Battle in Afghanistan on the CBS Evening News. Tonight on the CBS Television Network.
King Hussein of Jordan, in an interview for BBC Television, today said he envisions Palestine and Jordan in a federation, living in peace with Israel. He even predicted normal diplomatic relations with Israel, but added he sees no hope for negotiations with the Begin government. Chrysler Corporation has struck out on a pitch for a new contract with the UAW. Rob Marr of CBS affiliate WWJ in Detroit reports.
The United Auto Workers Union has rejected the first economic proposal presented to the labor group by Chrysler with less than 2 days to go to a strike deadline. UAW President Douglas Frazier says the company only proposed a cost of living protection formula, and that was unacceptable. He says there is no provision for a pay hike nor for any increases in pensions, so the whole package was rejected. Frazier was dead serious, but drew laughter from reporters when he was asked what happens if there's no settlement Tuesday midnight.
And strike.
I'm not saying
how we'll strike, but there'll be a strike.
Frazier does say there will be no extension of the contract unless the two sides are so close to a settlement that just a few hours of work could solve those problems. He is not pessimistic, but says there's an enormous amount of work to do, and something has to give, or there will be a problem with the financially pressed number three auto company. Rob Marr for CBS News, Detroit.
A DC-10 with more than 390 people aboard crashed on takeoff today in Malaga, Spain. The Associated Press now says as many as 77 people may have died, more than 100 are injured. Many of the victims apparently burned to death when they could not escape from the tail section of the plane. On Wall Street today, volume on the New York Exchange totaled 59,520,000 shares. The average price per share was up 23 cents. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at closing was up 11.78 at 918.60. On the American Exchange, the average price per share was up 2 cents. Now this.
If you've been waiting for special year-end new car savings, this could be it. Because Oldsmobile is now providing dealers with special incentives that make it possible for them to offer you impressive savings on these 1982 Olds models. Up to $500 on Olds Omegas, $700 on Cutlass Sierras, and $900 on Olds Firenzas. Take retail delivery by September 22nd, and you could save hundreds of dollars. See your participating dealer today and get in on the Oldsmobile clearance bonanza.
Well, from smoking, my fingers are always stained, and those tobacco stains aren't easy to get off. I never gave much thought to the fact that, you know, my teeth were tobacco stained, too, until I started seeing that Topol commercial on television.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish, a special combination of polishing agents and a rich foaming cleaner formulated to help remove ugly yellow tobacco stains. Topol is gentle enough to be used instead of regular toothpaste.
Oh, I smile a lot more now.
Topol, mint flavor in the blue package, fluoride in the red.
Retired Army General William Westmoreland filed a $120 million libel suit today against CBS over a documentary aired last January. Westmoreland says the broadcast falsely depicted him as part of a conspiracy to falsify enemy troop strengths in Vietnam. CBS News President Van Gordon Sauter says the network will vigorously defend the lawsuit, in his words, not only because we see this suit totally devoid of merit, but because it constitutes a serious threat to independent journalism in our society. Judy Muller, CBS News.